Hi there, this is Elistar with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, November 21st. As always, the Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version of the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to you by AmWager.com, a great legal online betting site, legal in most states, covering most tracks in North America, and a lot overseas as well. AmWager.com, AmWager.com. Where you can get the Key Races and Bets blog, which is the written version of this podcast, by going to AmWager.com, clicking on Handicapping and Elistar's blog. Check out AmWager, great resources, great perks for the better. Hope you made some money last week. We had a really nice overlay with Astute at 5-1. I thought she should have been about 9-5. Some other nice hits. Looking forward to another big Saturday. We're going to start with the Red Smith Stakes Race 9 at Aqueduct. Post 3:45 on Saturday, 11:21. And Zayed gets top billing. He almost won the Group 1 Grand Prix de St. Cloud in June when well-regarded at 4-1. Was making his second-ever start in North America last month in the Sycamore Stakes. Was moving late when the wire came up, ending up beaten ahead for second at 7-2. He's not stepping up in class, as that, too, was a Grade 3 race. And the distance still concerned. That was 1.5 miles. This is 1.375, as was the race in France, 1.5 miles. His other North American start came in the Grade 1 Canadian International in 2019, which he led from the start, was beaten a half length and a neck on the wire as the 6-5 favorite. But he opens a 9-2 here. Could provide us with a gift if he improves second off the layoff, as he should, because no matter how good a horse is like last year's Red Smith winner, Sadler's Joy, Ziad, has more class. Aqua Phobia finished 7th in the Sycamore after pressing the pace in 2nd, which was counter to his running style. Basically, it was a bad ride. He'd never done that before. He won the Grade 1 United Nations at this 11-furlong trip on grass when sitting 3rd and 4th early. And with a jockey change to a Radatiz Jr., I'm expecting a repeat of the UN effort, which puts him 2nd, perhaps 1st, if Ziad doesn't fire, and he opens at 6-1. Sadler's Joy rounds out the win contenders here. He shows up once in a while, resulting in 7 wins from 33 races. He won the similar Bowling Green 3 races back in August, only to be disqualified. His last one before that came 4 races earlier in this race a year ago. So he's got losses in between the wins. He opens like he's a standout 8-5, but he's not. Win bets, Ziad and Aquaphobia at 3-1 or more. When making multiple win bets, use a Dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. Dutching tool lets you set the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win. And based on the odds of your bets, they're proportioned accordingly. AmWager has a free one. It makes it really easy to bet at AmWager.com, among many other features. Exactus, Ziad, Aquaphobia, and Sadler's Joy over Ziad, Aquaphobia, Sadler's Joy, Postulation, and Dr. Mounty. We'll play the reverse of that. Ziad, Aquaphobia, Sadler's Joy, Postulation, and Dr. Mounty over Ziad, Aquaphobia, and Sadler's Joy. Moving north of the border to Woodbine for a very nice couple stakes races. First is the Ontario Derby Race 8 at Woodbine, Saturday, November 21st, 4:58 post. Field Pass may be a legitimate favorite here, but even if he's not a good win bet, there are some horses of decent odds to use on win on exact and trifecta tickets to make some money if he wins, and for sure, he's a strong play on pick 3 tickets. Field Pass moves back to all weather after a couple of third place finishes on grass at the tougher Grade 2 level. The last time he ran on an all weather surface, he won. That was the Jeff Ruby Stakes in March. His last race, 106 Echo Base Speed Figure in the tougher Grade 2 Twilight Derby, towers over these, so it may just be if he repeats that effort, he can win. Just the same, Belichick and Dune of Pilat are worth considering, particularly for win bets, opening at 5-2 and a whopping 20-1. Belichick was the only horse closing into runaway winner Mighty Heart in the Queen's Plate, 2 back, and when that one bombed by running 7th at 6-5 in the Breeders' Stakes last time out, Belichick ran fantastically well to win by 4. He can handle the all-weather, and his runner-up effort to Older at this 9-furlong main track trip in August was solid as well. Dune of Pilat finished 2nd, 1st, and 1st in 3 starts, all in the United Kingdom, all on all weather. He tried turf in July and his 4th ran poorly, then imported to the U.S. and ran better than it looks in allowance race versus Older last month at Keeneland. running four wide, then six wide. He was finishing well and bumped, ended up ninth, beaten under four lengths. He adds blinkers. There's no doubt he could be this good on all weather as the son of Medaglia d'Oro at this distance, who produced multiple all weather stakes winner Wonder Godot. At the least, I'll be betting Duna Palat below in my recommended exotics at high odds. For the Ontario Derby race, Edit Woodbine, Saturday, November 21st, 4:58 Eastern. Win bet, Belichick, 5-2 or more. Instead of a win bet on field pass, I'll play an exact of field pass overall, and then field pass over Belichick, Lucky Curlin, Mighty Heart, and Dune of Pilat. Now for Dune of Pilat, I think an exact at top and bottom to come in first and second is a better bet. So instead of a win or place bet on Dune of Pilat, I'm going to bet even a dollar exacta of Dune of Pilat overall and all over Dune of Pilat. Now, the ninth race at Woodbine is the Kennedy Road Stakes, and that's got a post of 5:28. That's my race of the day at Woodbine. So if you follow me on Twitter at UberCapper or go to the Woodbine website and go to Handicapping and find my Ella Stars race of the day, you can see what the Kennedy Road holds, and you can use that race in doubles from the Ontario Derby and doubles to the next race, the Best Arabian, and pick threes as well. Moving on to the Best Arabian Stakes, race 10 at Woodbine on Saturday, November 21st, with a post of 5:58 Eastern. And Amalfi Coast opens as the third choice on the morning line at 7-2. I'm hoping it stays like that, as she is a key overlay bet at those odds. She should be much lower odds. Amalfi Coast just won the 6.5 furlong Sweetbriar 2 Stakes to get back into winning form, and won this race last year, the Best Arabian, off a similar win. The win last time out earned a 104 equibase speed figure was much better than the win before this race win last year with a 92 figure before jumping to a 107. So if she jumps up again, she should be tough. She put in a fantastic 46 8/10 half mile work last week, the best of 63 on the day, leading jockey Steinrides. Amalfi Coast looks pretty strong here. Two other horses to consider are Artie's Princess and Boardroom. They're three-year-olds who could do this year what Amalfi Coast did last year at the age of three when winning this race, posting the mild upset at 6-1. Artie's Princess is nearly undefeated on all weather with four wins and neck defeat in five races. She shipped up to Woodbine 2 months ago to win the Ruling Angel Stakes, then back down to Wesley Ward's Kentucky Barn, and shifts back up again with a strong five furlong workout at Woodbine coming into the race, and a 104 last race figure on par with the 104 Amalfi Coast earned in her last start. Boardroom is 3-for-3 in my book, as the other start, her bridle broke and she was uncontrollable. She just won the Duchess Stakes at the 7-furlong trip, and with only three races under her belt, hasn't run her best yet. Opening at 10-1, she's exceptionally playable here. In the Best Arabian Stakes, race 10 at Woodbine, November 21st, 5:58 Eastern. Win bets at these odds: Amalfi Coast, 9-5 or higher. Artie's Princess, 3-1 or higher. Boardroom, 7-2 or higher. And you can bet I would make all three bets if I get those odds. And I would use a Dutching tool, because this is exactly the kind of race where the Dutching tool, like the free one in Amwager, really comes in handy. Proportions your bets based on the odds. You don't have to do the math for yourself. And because of that, you can bet two or even three horses when you have an edge in the race. For the exacta, Boardroom, Artie's Princess, and Amalfi Coast overall, except Outburst. We don't need that one, so we'll just save a couple bucks. And then turn it around, all except Outburst, over Boardroom, Artie's Princess, and Amalfi Coast. Check out the Kennedy Road on Woodbine's website. Check out AmWager.com. Get the written version of the blog. Check it out. Become a member. Bet with AmWager.com. You'll be glad you did. Good luck. Talk to you next week.